You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Gerald Rosner, who is with Michigan Citizens United. This is the group that has filed paperwork this week in Lansing in Michigan for a recall effort to recall Governor Rick Snyder. Good evening, Gerald. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
Very good. Tell me about how this came about, putting together the language to file the paperwork for a recall petition against the governor.
Well, the language was put together by a lawyer.
Okay, and why the effort? Who got together and decided that this is what several citizens needed to have done?
Yes, it's like a grassroots effort.
Yes.
And several people got together. I mean, they didn't even really know one another. And I wasn't involved in it at the beginning, so I don't really know how it physically started. I got in about 2 or 3 weeks after, I would believe, I think it was, in March. And then basically it was because of the EFM legislation that went through so quickly after he became governor on January 2nd.
EFM as an emergency financial manager, just making sure folks understand what we're talking about.
Yes. Okay. Sorry for this.
Oh, no. I'm here to help translate.
Okay.
So that was that the impetus for you joining up?
That was the first part. And then as I saw other things unroll, like the budget, giving the $1.8 billion tax breaks to corporations, and then trying to balance that against taking $1.7 billion in tax dollars from retired people, working poor, the budget, without addressing the budget deficit, and it taking money from the K through 12 education and from universities and colleges and that sort of stuff. Essential services from the sick, the poor, elderly, slashing government, slashing funding for those things. And then there's a couple other things. When you start taking the revenue sharing away, it's sort of, if you got a city, a particular city, and it's borderline insolvent, they're having financial troubles, then what happens is when you take some revenue from those cities, it forces them into insolvency and then it triggers the EFM.
What, I guess, is there anything good about what Rick Snyder's doing from your point of view? Do you see anything in the budget proposal that that you like?
I haven't yet. I've been concentrating on the things that have been... The thing that my focus is I don't like the fact that under the current EFM legislation, you can come in and fire all your elected officials. And that's what I've been focusing on. So, if there is some legislation in there that is good, I haven't really been paying much attention to it. Because it's so draconian to me to actually come in and take somebody I voted for out of office, and then I can't vote anymore because I got a manager that runs Monroe County, or the city of Monroe, sorry.
Well, and that happened yesterday. We had Mark Gaffney on, the president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, was on this show after just that happened in Benton Harbor.
Yes. Benton Harbor is Detroit's been under EFM.
Yes.
Under Granholm. I don't know exactly how long, but that was before the changes were made to the actual law kind of extended its powers, let's say.
Mm-hmm. And I asked this question of Mark Gaffney again with AFL-CIO yesterday. What about the idea that the entity, the municipality or the city was in such bad shape that they had to have an EFM come in to try to straighten it out? Does that have any validity for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I can understand how you would have to come somebody in, have somebody come in and see if... through various measures to reduce the deficit that they have, make it more efficient to run, but you still have the elected officials there. You don't fire them. I just totally coming in and eliminating everybody and eliminating union contracts just flat. You know, you could lose your police department, your fire department, all your essential services that you require. You know, ambulance service if that's done for the fire department. That sort of stuff.
Let's talk about a little bit about the recall drive, kind of the nuts and bolts of it. One thing that comes to mind is because of the recall laws, the governor has to have been in office for 6 months before you can turn in the signatures. We're 4 months in, 4.5 months, I guess you could say, into this administration. Do the folks behind this recall effort and you have joined the group, do you think you've given the governor a fair shake in terms of timing, that he could use a little more time to try to get some of these programs implemented?
Well, I think if we wait, you're going to have like 75 cities that are not going to exist anymore. That's what our problem is with it.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer. When we are looking at the signatures, like I said, you have to wait until July. Let's talk about the numbers involved in a recall effort. How many signatures are you going to be required to get?
Well, I don't know the exact number. I've seen it published. People have worked it out because it's 25%, I think, of the vote that elected him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 800 and some thousand or whatever. You've got to go over that because there may be people, let's say, for example, somebody signs that really isn't a registered voter, so he'll be knocked off the list. So if you hit the number exactly, you can't afford to have the whole petition ruined by one person, 100, 200, or whatever. So our target is a little over 1 million just to cover that.
And what is the time frame you have to do that? You can't, because he has to be in office 6 months before you turn the signatures
Correct.
In, and that would be July 1st. So how long of a time period do you have to collect these approximately 1 million signatures?
Okay, here's kind of how it works, and it's all according to law
okay.
in the Constitution. You're right. It actually can't be done. He has to be in office 6 months. There's also a six-month period at the end. In other words, before the end of the term of any elected official, you can't do a recall at the end either. So it's 6 months at the beginning and 6 months at the end,
mm-hmm.
to be clear on that. And then in this situation, what you have is you're allowed to get this petition together, submit it to a clarity hearing. And then the clarity hearing, they've got 20 days to decide whether the language is correct. And then if they find something that they don't like about it, then they'll return it to you, and then you have to resubmit it. So it's a kind of a process.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say, for example, that within the 20-day period, they said there's nothing wrong with it, you can go ahead. We came up with some tentative dates. And again, it's based on when they decide actually to say the petition is okay as a result of the clarity hearing. Let's say that they give it to you and you're allowed to start collecting signatures on May 8th, for example. Then you have a 90-day window to collect our 1 million signatures. That will take you out to about August 5th. And then at that point, you turn this in.
I see. Is this a kind of a volunteer group at this point?
It's all volunteers.
And do you need to raise some money to move ahead with this?
Yes, we are raising money through our website, PayPal, so forth, so people can donate.
Okay. Well, did you feel like it's an uphill climb?
Well, yeah, it is. It's work. Definitely a lot of work. But there's a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of help from the members. We have like 12,000, what was it now? I'm looking at my screen. 12,315 members at this point. So
on people, your Facebook page?
Yes. And all these people provide help and ideas and also spreading the word, and it's kind of a meeting place for every member to try to drive this.
Well, it's a big undertaking, and I appreciate your time tonight to give us your perspective on it, and we will follow along.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Gerald Rosner, who's with Michigan Citizens United. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.